Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The Oneida County Special Response Team was called out Wednesday afternoon to Overland Drive near Rhinelander. Law enforcement was called about 1 p.m. for a reported disturbance, and a man apparently fired a gun inside. The man was found dead shortly after 4 p.m. when the team entered the apartment. Another person in the apartment got out safely. Nearby Crescent Elementary School was on lockdown, though authorities said there was no threat to the general public. Students were able to leave. Employers needing workers is the focus of the next Nicolet College hire-up event this Friday. Attracting and retaining top talent is becoming increasingly challenging for virtually all businesses across the North Woods, says Jody Fox Engelman, who works in economic and community development for the college. She says three experts will speak to the innovative strategies businesses can use to build the workforce they need.
It takes more than just decent pay to bring people to an area to work, and more than just decent pay to have them remain living here and staying here. It's more of basically adding opportunities in the community for us to work, play, and live.
The speakers include Jeremy Foget, who consults and creates talent retention and attraction projects across the country for municipalities and others. Christian Schrock is Director of Planning, Community, and Economic Development for the City of Wausau. Rebecca Duchesne serves as Talent Initiative Director for both the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the University of Wisconsin System. Fox Engelman says workers coming here want what she calls the whole package.
They want affordable housing. And that is, housing is a shortage in nearly all of our areas. They want things to do besides going to work.
Employers or others are invited to the hire-up event Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 at the Northwood Center. More information is available and registration at Nicolet College's main number. And the Waukesha County District Attorney's Office has filed charges against a 22-year-old Lyft driver after a weekend incident. Dylan Schultz's passenger said he was pistol-whipped during the ride. The victim says Schultz was super creepy and tried to rob him. Schultz offers a different version. He says the victim, whose name hasn't been released, grabbed the steering wheel and he hit the passenger with his gun in self-defense. And Republican leaders of the budget-writing Joint Finance Committee say they will kill more than 70 policy items from the state spending plan in their first vote next week. Signature proposals from Democratic Governor Tony Evers, like Medicaid expansion, will be removed. Legalizing medical marijuana and installing an enrollment camp for private voucher schools also will be dead. Republicans have been consistently against nearly all the items that their leaders say they will strike out of the documents on May 9th. A Milwaukee County judge decides today whether convicted cop killer Jonathan Copeland will ever be eligible for parole. Copeland faces a mandatory life sentence. He pleaded guilty to a charge of first-degree intentional homicide in the shooting death of Milwaukee police officer Michael Michalski last summer. Prosecutors say Copeland hid in a pile of clothes and ambushed Michalski as he approached. The weather forecast for the afternoon: look for skies to continue to be cloudy, maybe some sprinkles, with a high near 49. Tonight, cloudy, low 33. Friday, sunny and a bit warmer, high 57. Saturday, sunny, high 65. And Sunday, 40% chance of showers, but partly sunny and a high near 59. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.